you for calling Family First. This is Valeria speaking.
Valeria, did you speak to Lenny before putting her on?
Lenny?
For Rosalie Smith?
Let me check.
Because I'm not sure where you got the 7-7.
Yes, I just spoke with her.
With Lenny?
With the caregiver, yes.
No, with the patient. Because the patient does not use that schedule, and he wants to interview all of the caregivers before putting them on the schedule. That's why nobody has their address or anything, and nobody's been confirmed yet.
Okay, I didn't know that. But
yeah, I don't know where.
Answer my phone call, so I will keep trying to.
All right, I just don't understand where you came up with 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. when the schedule's never been 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. You know, it's like 8 to 4 and 4 to midnight. So I'm just confused as to where you got that schedule from.
That's what the,
yeah, okay.
The caregiver can do, but okay.
So, when you have
they have the interview. And I can update the master rig now.
Okay, just leave it. No, just leave everything because I don't even know if that's the caregiver that he's going to want to use. I have five people interviewing with him.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why nothing's been updated and nothing was given to you. I wasn't tagged in any of these notes from this morning, so otherwise I would have informed you of this. Committee does the onboarding, and once it's cleared, then I'm able to send her for the interview. I can't do that until that was done. So I see now that she is, so I can schedule the interview. Do you know what I'm saying?
Okay, good. I thought that when I received the notification, like, hey, this caregiver is active, I can to confirm when they can start because she said, like, I need a start date.
I understand that, but they need an interview. All right, so I will call her and get her availability as to when she can go over there
to
interview.
You will call both of them?
Yeah, I will do that. All
okay,
right, thank
I will
you.
Be attentive to the note. Okay,
all right, thank you.
Bye-bye.